Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to a breaking news segment of the Almost Famous podcast. We got our Golden Bachelorette announcement. We've been waiting for a long time to find out who was going to be the Golden Bachelorette. And I think it was a surprise, but it's a great surprise. It is Joan Voss. You guys probably remember Joan as being the mom who left about mid-season with Gary because she had a daughter who had just had a baby and she was going through a bout of bad postpartum depression. And Joan is stunning, has definitely been a fan favorite. Mm-hmm. It seemed like her relationship with Gary was definitely cut short. She probably had potential to go pretty far. And now Joan gets a whole new chance with a whole cast of guys. And she's from my hometown area. She's from the DMV. She's from the Bethesda Chevy Chase area of Maryland. And I am very happy about this pick. What about you guys? We have Bob Guinea here to just chime in on his opinion from, you know, because we have the Almost Famous OGs and he is one of our OGs. And then of course, my lovely and beautiful and wonderful and fantastic, schmastic co-host Ben Higgins.
You guys are wild. Bob, I would love to hear your thoughts on this first. This is obviously a big deal, and she is the first. She is the Trista Sutter of the Golden Bachelorette.
I love it. I love it. I actually, when we were out in California for the almost, I'm sorry, for the Golden Bachelor finale, I hung out with her and I got a chance to interview her and talk with her a little bit. And I loved her. Like, honest to God, it was one of those things where I was like, what a shame, you know, that we didn't get to know her better on the show, because the person I got to talk to, I just adored. And so I'm really excited for it. I mean, I think she's, you know, like Ashley said, she's stunning. It's crazy to think she's 61. She doesn't look 61. But on top of that, she's got a great, I think, just a vivaciousness, you know, about her, which I thought was really intriguing. And then her priorities are straight, right? I mean, I love that she went home for her child. I think, you know, at the end of the day, like that's what you want to see someone do, is put their children first. And she did it. And I think that was awesome. And so good things come to good people. So I'm fired up. I'm going to watch. If they do the same type of casting like they did for Gary's season, where it's age appropriate casting, which I loved, I think it's going to be a great season. And hopefully it'll be like Trista's season was, where, you know, I was one of the guys on that season and we just got along so well. The whole crew did. And so I'm really hopeful that, you know, we see something like that again with the Golden Bachelorette. So I'll be watching.
Maybe she'll set the precedent of being married for the next 20 plus years, like Trista.
Like Trista did. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the Golden Bachelor kind of left us all, you know, now, I think, with sort of a different taste in our mouth than we had originally. So I'm excited to see how the season goes.
Bob, am I right? And we did so much that evening at the Bachelor Mansion when we recorded the podcast. We interviewed her together, right?
We did. Yep. You and me and Trista, actually. Or was it? No, it was just you and me. You're right. It was you and I. And then Trista came in later. So I think. But yeah, we talked with her together. And I mean, I think we both walked out of there feeling like, wow, she's awesome. Like, I mean, I've got to say, for all the people I've met from the show, I've enjoyed all of them. But I just think she's the right pick. I really do.
Well, the thing that stands out to me is now we have a better understanding of what the Golden Bachelor and Bachelorette is going to be. Like the time, you know, the age range, we kind of know they're going to go maybe higher with the men, like closer to 70. The women, you know, she's 61. She is gorgeous. I mean, she is. She is beautiful. She's stunning. I'm still not convinced that she was that into Gary. I don't know how that all played out. I do think there was some intrigue, but she did leave early on in the season. So for her to be picked over the Leslies of the world is a little shocking. You know, that's surprising for most. You know, being around so many of these golden women, and they're awesome. Like, they're so much fun. Yeah. They have so much energy. The Kathys and the Susans, we've been able to be around so many times, and they're just, you know, joys to hang out with. You know, Kathy and Susan, not as much saying, hey, I want to be the Golden Bachelorette. They've never made that as clear. But a lot of the women have made it very clear that they would love to be the Golden Bachelorette. That was something they were after. And Joan even told us that she would, you know, consider it and be very into it and be very interested in it. And with her, it did feel like she was made for it. Like when she would speak about becoming the lead, she was kind of made for that role. And I imagine now that the men that will be casted are coming out of the woodwork. Like, I would think now they're like, okay, no, this is somebody I'm into. This is somebody I'm interested in. I'm coming out now. Yeah. Like this, I was waiting to see who they were going to choose. They chose Joan. That's who I want. We're going, right? Don't you think now? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's undeniably hot.
I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah.
She is.
She does have a poise.
Do we know much about her background?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Can you fill us in a little bit? Because honestly, I don't know Joan well. Like, we don't know her from the show very well, outside of, obviously, I think Gary being very interested, and then her obviously making her priorities right and leaving when she left. Remind us who Joan is and what her story is.
Joan has four kids, Nicholas, Erica, Luke, and Allison, and she is a grandmother to two grandchildren. And I have to say, she was so sweet to me. We were at the same table at the Golden Wedding, and I was holding back the vomit. And I wasn't telling everybody. I wasn't making like this big declaration, right? But I had Raven and Jade next to me, and they knew. And I just was like looking at my plate and like I was just like, how much longer do I have to sit here out of politeness? And I just looked over at Joan because I was just not making any conversation with anyone. And I go, I'm sorry, I'm pregnant. And she goes, I pretty much knew that. She's like, my daughter just gave birth. You look like a pregnant woman right now. It was very sweet.
That I'm glad that you think that's sweet, because I could never say that to somebody and somebody be like, that's no, sweet. You better
be right.
She was
just like, I figured it wasn't because I looked like huge. It was because she's like, that girl can't look at the salad plate right now. So Joan was married for 32 years to her husband, John, who passed away from pancreatic cancer. After losing her husband, she found solace in the music of Elton John. So love her for that. Spending time with her dog and cooking. And she is a school administrator in Rockville, Maryland.
You know, it's interesting. Like, one of the things I'm kind of taking away from the split, Gary's golden split there, was an element that I never thought about, honestly, when the concept of the show was dropped and everything. You do kind of realize that, you know, the one thing when this younger cast is people are probably more willing to just up and move or take a chance, you know, things of that nature. And when they're at this stage in their lives and they're close to their grandkids and things like that, you know, it will be interesting. Like, will somebody who's on the show who proposes to Joan be willing to move to Rockville, Maryland, you know, or whatever it's called?
Well, now we really need to make sure that this conversation is had.
Yeah. Let's talk about it day one, can we?
Yeah, this should be going into, hey, are you here for the right reasons? Are you ready for marriage? Right following that should be, hey, are you willing to move or am I willing to move? And
yeah,
like, where are you living in the world? And what are your plans now for the future? I mean, if that really was the breaking point, and I am done sharing what I've heard was the breaking point with Gary and Teresa, because that just blew up. I mean, I've never had so many articles written about something I said on this podcast in my life. if it really is where they're moving to is the biggest issue, then that is an essential question. But yep, to kind of close out this breaking news podcast where Joan is announced as the Golden Bachelorette, here's the thing that's cool. Here's the thing that we should all celebrate is, you know, the Bachelor and Bachelorette for years kind of gave us an inside look into what dating was like. At the beginning, when Bob was just an all-star on the show and still is, you know, we were understanding now for the first time ever what real life dating looked like. There were so many questions of, am I weird on dates? Am I asking the right questions on dates? Are my intentions right on dates? And then the Bachelorette and the Bachelor gave us that glimpse of what it looks like for humans to fall in love. And we have enjoyed that now for 26, 7, 8, 9 seasons. The Golden Show, we were still curious of what does it look like to date, you know, at later in life? What are the questions you ask? What are the things that are going to be breaking points? What are the things you're interested in? And now we're understanding it. So our first nugget of truth is, as you get older and date, where you're living and the roots that you've already set up, how important are they to you to move from or not move from? That is the first thing. And so now we know, if you're 60, 70, 80 years old and you're going on dates for the first time in a while, one of the big questions you need to start asking, because of what the Golden Show has shown us, is, are you willing to transplant? Are you willing to move?
Well, I hope that they end up casting a couple last minute guys from at least the general area. Because I also think that when you get grandkids involved, you're even less willing to move.
Mm. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I can say honestly, like, if my mom were to fall in love with someone at, you know, it's my dad died a few years ago, I'd be like, well, when's he moving here? You know what I mean? You know, your life is here, mom. You have your grandkids here, you know? So I moved across the country to be close to you, so you could have a life with your grandchildren. Where the hell are you going? Yeah, I mean, I think I would feel that way. So yeah, there's definitely that element, you know.
Yeah, that's very fair. Well, Bob, we really appreciate you coming on. Obviously, I'm sure you and Trista on the Almost Famous OGs will be talking about this a lot here in the upcoming weeks. It's going to be really exciting. I'm very excited to get Trista's opinion also on the Golden Bachelorette, because obviously Joan and Trista are now sitting at the highest point on the show as the first, yep, you know, leads in their respective seasons. And so Trista, I think, is going to have a really cool perspective on this as well. And also, if you don't mind, Bob, as a listener, I would love to get Trista's advice for Joan. Like, how do you do this well?
Good.
How do you navigate this well? You know, because we haven't seen it before. So we'll be listening to Almost Famous OGs to get your opinions on this announcement.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, we'll definitely talk it out.
I just want to ask, like, where's Trista? Because Ryan's Instagram post on Mother's Day was cryptic. Not in a bad way, but like,
no, it was like cryptic in a bad way. I was freaking out. I was like, what's happening with Trista and Ryan?
He's away for 2 weeks. Apparently, Ali Fedotowsky is also away for 2 weeks, had a very similar post. So like, she's shooting a show. Is she on Special Forces? Because I told her she'd be perfect for Special Forces.
She may well be. I'm not sure. I know that she
how good am I? How good am I at calling these things?
You are so good. I love it.
And well, hopefully that'll be breaking gone. News too. If she's still gone, she's doing okay, which means if Trista Sutter, and I love
win.
Trista, if
win.
She wins three, this freaking three. Show, then we have to question what in the world is The Bachelor doing when it comes to casting? Because I might be tougher than I ever thought I was.
There you go.
Ben, it is your turn next.
Goodness gracious. I would be the loser. I'd be the one that goes home at week one. I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. I don't got it.
I would
like,
just quit.
No, you would. Ben, you would excel.
No, I can't.
You would be
imagine.
The poor Peter. I'm already seeing the future. I'm so excited. Okay, well, not to confirm or deny that that's what's going on. I'm just guessing because reality show that Trish would be a great fit for. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for
Thanks,
having
Bob.
Me.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Bye. What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
So obviously in our conversation with Bob, we are very interested in Trista's thoughts about the announcement of the Golden Bachelorette. Well, we were lucky enough, wherever she's at right now in the world, and none of us really know, and I mean that, Trista shared with us a little voice memo breaking the kind of silence that she's had for the last few weeks, sharing her thoughts about the Golden Bachelorette announcement. Let's bring Trista in now with her note.
Okay, so this is Trista, and I am so excited for Joan. I love her. I love that she's getting a second chance because she prioritized her family and headed back home when her daughter needed her. I so respect that as a mom, and I just adore her. She has the best personality. She is stunning. She has incredible values of family first, friends, like just respect. She is so friendly and kind. And I think she's so willing to be vulnerable with everybody. And that to me is endearing about a lead. I really feel like all the leads should be willing to share. And I know that she will be. She's at a point in her life where I think that she's been able to find light and joy in life after losing her husband. And I think she's ready. And so I'm just so excited. At the wedding, at the Golden Wedding, we talked about it and whether she wanted to be the Bachelorette, and she definitely did. She was very excited to be considered. And I actually talked to Millsy, Robert Mills, who's the ABC exec, and as all of you all know, and just asked, like, okay, who are you considering? And now I can say this because it's not spoiling anything, but Joan was at the top of their list. There was another person that I won't share the name because, you know, I don't know what happened if they actually talked to her or not, but I know that Joan was at the top of their list, and I wholeheartedly agreed with him. She was at the top of my list during the show as well. So love her. I am just so excited for her. It is going to be a beautiful journey, and I really hope I get to be part of it in some way. You know, I was part of the pickleball date for Gary, and I would love to go back and surprise her and help her in any way, shape, or form that I can. Hopefully it's doing something fun. Hopefully it's doing something at all. maybe Bob can come with me. Anyway, so that he doesn't hold this against me too. or if I get the chance that he doesn't hold that against me too. Oh, we had the pleasure of talking to Joan on our podcast, The OGs. And she just is so articulate and so intelligent, and she's just ready for this. I know she's ready for this. And I just hope that America gets behind her, because I know dealing with social media and opinions are really difficult at any age. One thing that she said that I really resonated with was that when you get older, you get forgotten. Or how did she say it? When you get older, you kind of disappear. That made me so sad, because I feel that. I feel that in a way when my kids go away after high school, which I do not, don't even want to get into, because I'll start bawling. And I know it's just a couple years. It's a couple years away. So I've got some time, but I just, it breaks my heart to even think about. And so when our kids are gone, not that life will stop. Obviously, I get to enjoy life with my husband afterwards. But when they move off and or move away and start creating their own families, and I will be there for that. I'm so excited. I can wait. No rush in that respect. But that will be the next chapter of my life. And I definitely will fully enjoy that chapter. But having them not live with us and have them be part of our lives every single day, every single second of every single day, will be difficult. And I think that as they leave and create their own families, that you do kind of disappear into the shadows. I know it's not dark shadows all the time. It can be beautiful shadows, but, you know, they do deserve to create their own lives and go off and fly and soar. It's just sad to think that as we get older that we disappear. So she is proving that we do not disappear. She is going to be the opposite of disappearing. She will be fully present, and I cannot wait to watch her journey. Congratulations, Joan.
Thank you, Trista, for that. Thanks for taking time out of whatever you're doing to give us your thoughts.
And with that, that's been the Almost Famous Podcast breaking news. Joan was announced as our next and our first Golden Bachelorette. So until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love comedy, movies, and Hollywood satire, you're going to want to listen to a brand new podcast called Get It to Dutch.
In Get It to Dutch, we play three aspiring screenwriters on a quest to get a script to big-time Hollywood producer Dutch Huxley.
Each week on the podcast, we perform a movie script right before your ears.
It's like going to a movie with your eyes closed.
And we have amazing guest stars, including Tim Robinson, Rob Hubel, Lily Sullivan, Jamie Moyer, and Weird Al Yankovic.
Listen to Get It to Dutch, a screenwriter's journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.